And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sage. Say, you remember the first cake you ever baked? Wasn't it a thrill when you took those golden brown layers out of the oven and you could hardly wait for them to cool while the frosting had been decided on for days? You know, one of those rich fudge affairs. And then that night when Dad said, "Honey, this is a grand cake," you almost burst with pride. Honest now, wasn't it a grand and glorious feeling? Of course it was. But listen, you've got a brand new cake-making thrill in store for you. Yes, ma'am. Just wait till you bake your first cake with new Sure Mix Crisco. Why, with this amazing new Crisco, you can bake cakes higher, lighter, and tenderer than you've ever made them before. Now, those are three wonderful new cake-making advantages you can't get in any other shortening. You see, new Sure Mix Crisco is the result of the greatest shortening discovery in years, and we've patented that discovery. So Crisco is the only home shortener that can promise you higher, lighter, and tenderer cakes. And Crisco's amazing new kind of cake batter is really a joy. Why, it's a creamier cake batter than you ever had before. Just as smooth as a piece of satin. And that's not all. This Crisco batter never separates or curdles like batters often do when they're made with any other home shortening. Now, you know what a cake batter like that means to cakes. Why, we tested these batters out in our own Crisco kitchens. Yes, we made thousands of cakes with many different recipes and every well-known home shortening we could buy. And the cakes made with these smoother Crisco batters were higher, lighter, and tenderer than the cakes made with any of the other shortenings. And how do they taste? Well, you just let your family be the judge of that. Because you can make cakes just like these. All you have to do is use new Sure Mix Crisco. Yes, ma'am, for the best eating cakes you've ever made, change to Crisco today. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up to the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. Victor Cook and Mr. Rushko. Vic is established at the library table, occupied with a batch of work he's brought from the office. Young Rush has just this moment in this wise.
Mom, not around, huh?
Didn't she say something at the dinner table this noon about going shopping with Ruthie?
I guess so. You busy?
I'm not so busy I can't knock off and make you look like 30 cents playing Remy.
Will you knock off and discuss something with me?
If the something is of vital importance, I might.
I don't imagine you'd consider it of vital importance.
Shoot.
Well, to sit right down on brass tacks, I know a way to make myself considerable money.
Indeed?
$3.80, to be exact.
A tidy sum?
Yes, by George. A very tidy sum. $3.80 would pay off all my debts and leave me a comfortable reserve fund.
How do you propose to acquire this fortune?
That's what I want to talk to you about. I'll have to have your cooperation, see?
I'm all ears. However, before you confide in me, let me hasten to assure you I will be a party to no dishonest enterprises.
Oh, go on. When have I ever tried to involve you in any dishonest enterprises?
You frequently sought to enlist my help in shady dealings. Remember when you suggested we go in the cattle stealing business?
Come on, Gov. All joshing off to one side.
Okay.
I really got a way of having $3.80 fall in my lap. If you'll give me your help, I'll be rich as a horse.
Let's hear the details.
Well, I don't know whether I ever told you or not, but Milton Welch collects dirt.
I can readily believe it. I saw Milton yesterday afternoon, and he was about as dirty a specimen as a fellow's apt to run across in a day's journey.
He'd been playing ball in Tapman's vacant lot, I expect.
Very likely.
When I say he collects dirt, I mean he collects it from different states in the Union. He hopes eventually to have a fruit jar full of dirt from Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
I get the general idea. You don't have to name them all off.
Uh-huh. Well, he hasn't added anything to his collection lately. In fact, he hasn't added anything to his collection in the last 6 months. He's getting impatient to complete it.
I see. How big is his collection to date?
He's got fruit jars full of dirt from 10 states.
Hmm.
Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Minnesota, Ohio. Oh, I can't remember them all, but anyway, there's 10. New Mexico is one. He's got a fruit jar full of soil from New Mexico. His uncle sent it to him. The rest of the states are around here.
Mm-hmm.
Be a pretty valuable collection, hey, when it's completed.
I should imagine so, yes.
An unusual collection, too.
You haven't told me yet how you expect to profit on this dirt-collecting enterprise.
I was leading up to that. Gov, I had a confidential chat with Milton this noon.
Mm-hmm.
Milton is willing to fork over 10 cents for every fruit jar full of dirt from states in the Union not yet represented in this collection.
Really?
Begin to grasp the point?
I begin.
There's 48 states in the Union. Milton's got dirt from 10 of them. Leaves a remainder of 38. If I can scare up fruit jars full of dirt from 38 states, I stand to make a net profit of $3.80. $3.80 would get me out of the woods. $3.80 would take care of all my financial obligations and leave me considerable pocket money besides.
Well, where do I fit into this picture?
Well, you know people all over the United States.
Do I?
Sure.
Then I'm flattered.
Maybe you're not personally acquainted with a guy in every one of the 48 states, but at least you got contacts.
Make yourself clearer.
The Consolidated Kitchenware Company in the Lodge.
Oh.
I've heard you say lots of times there's a chapter of the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way in every state in the Union.
Well, that's true.
Well, you're the exalted Big Dipper of your chapter. What would be simpler than for you to write to all other Big Dippers and ask them to send you a fruit jar full of dirt? Why, right offhand, I can name a bunch of guys myself that'd be glad to oblige.
Go ahead.
Wywife Lurch in Nebraska, T.M. Woodle in Missouri, Sam Ochley in New York. Why, just yesterday you mentioned some friend of yours in Kentucky.
Out of here, J. Spain.
Sure. And same thing with your pals in the Consolidated Kitchenware Company. They're scattered all over the country, too, ain't they?
Yeah, I guess they are.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I think you're a bright boy to conceive this idea.
Yes, I think so myself. Of course, you take an individual that's always stone broke like myself, and they use the old brain.
Yeah, I suppose.
My cerebrum, cerebellum, and medulla oblongata have been hitting on all six ever since I had that chat with Milton at noon. Chance to pick up $3.80 don't come my way once in 40 years.
Well, I have to give you credit. Your scheme is most ingenious.
Yeah, like you say, I was pretty smart to think it up. And it'll work smooth as grease, too, won't it? You can easily find a guy in every state in the Union that'd be glad to do you a little favor like sending you a fruit jar full of dirt.
I think so. And I probably wouldn't have to impose on any complete strangers either. Maybe in a few cases I would, but I have a notion I can find a fella in almost every state I've at least met.
Sure.
A.A. Spillcrack in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Norris Goff in Cove, Arkansas. U.H. Wyckoff in Bozeman, Montana. Elmer Crine in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Alfred Spittle, Quick Orchard, Minnesota.
As far as that goes, some of your friends. Mime's old chum, Helen, whatever her name is, in Watson, Tennessee. Robert and Laurestein Price in Washington, D.C. By George, there's another item from Milton's collection. He'll want a fruit jar full of dirt from Washington, D.C., certainly. That'll make another dime for me.
Indeed, Julius Hoke of Latimer, North Carolina. U.I. Gobb, Rolling River, Georgia. And E. Tyson Slurp of Conkman, Delaware.
Easy as pie, huh?
I don't think I'd have any difficulty in rounding up at least one guy from 38 states.
They'd all be glad to send you a fruit jar full of dirt, wouldn't they?
Well, I doubt it they'd refuse.
One thing Milton insists on, though.
What's that?
Every fruit jar full of dirt he forks over a dime for has to be okayed by a notary public.
Really?
That's his special stipulation. Look, suppose you write to Y.Y. Flurch in Lester, Nebraska, and he sends you your dirt. Okay. How does Milton know it's real Nebraska dirt? It might just be dirt I got out of my own backyard. Milton's got to be positive. So he made that stipulation. Every fruit jar full of dirt he forks over a dime for has to be stamped by a notary public who resides in the state where the dirt is supposed to come from.
I see.
Personally, I think that's a wise precaution on Milton's part.
I think so myself.
Why, heck, I could go out behind our house here and fill 38 fruit jars full of dirt. Well, shall we get busy?
Cow past your old cigar stub. I don't like to dampen your enthusiasm, but there are several objections to your venture.
I don't know of any.
Well, several have occurred to me.
What are they?
Well, to begin with...
Yes?
Please don't think me lazy, but... Well, frankly, the idea of grinding out 38 letters sounds like more work than I have any special desire to undertake. 38 letters is quite a few letters. They'd all have to be personal letters, and they'd all have to be different. I hope you see my point.
Any other objections?
Well, there's the matter of postage. 38 letters would require over $1 worth of stamps.
Well, I'll take that loss. It'd cut my profits down, but I'm willing to take what I can get.
Had you thought of the stationery? Note paper and envelopes are rather expensive.
I think I can dig up some cheap paper and envelopes.
Oh, listen to another angle. If I ask a guy to send me a fruit jar full of dirt as a favor, I can't very well saddle him with the expense of expressing it. I should imagine a parcel of that size and weight would cost more than a trifle to ship across the country. What I'd have to do would be to offer to pay COD charges on it. The COD charges on 38 fruit jars full of dirt would amount to a sizable fortune. Mm. You grasp that point, don't you? Mm. My last objection is the most important. Milton insists on the fruit jars being notarized. Do you know what a notary public generally charges for his services?
No.
25 cents. Mm. 38 notary public stamps at 2 bits a crack is $9.50. Mm. So, it distresses me to say so, Hatban, but I'm afraid your scheme is impractical.
I thought I was so smart.
Well, you were smart.
I'll say.
Sure you were.
Yeah.
Nose glasses, old sock. I'm so pleased with your smartness and business application that I'm going to come through with a reward.
Yeah?
I'm going to give you that $3.80 out of my own pocket.
Go on.
If you'll fetch me my coat out of the hallway, I'll make good immediately.
You mean it?
Fetch me my coat. Remember now, Stowpoker, I expect something back for this. I expect you to help your mother with the dishes. I expect you to hop out of bed promptly when called for breakfast morning. I expect you to trot to the grocery store without putting up big arguments. I expect you. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Bick and Sade until Monday. Spring and rhubarb pie. What a happy combination. And tell me, have you ever tried adding half a cup of pitted chopped dates to your rhubarb? That makes it a real man's dessert. Just bring the rhubarb and dates to a boil for 2 minutes and then turn into a pan lined with Crisco pastry. Put a lattice-top crust on it and then bake and serve warm. Boy, that's a pie you can really go to town on. And say, don't forget that Crisco makes the kind of pastry a man likes, too. A nice, husky, golden brown color. And tender? Just wait till you taste it. And New Sure Mix Crisco makes the kind of cakes men like. Our baking tests show that cakes made with Crisco are higher, lighter, tenderer, and better eating than cakes you can make with any other shortening you know of. So get Sure Mix Crisco today and use it for all your baking and frying. No shortening you know of comes to you purer, fresher, or creamier. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save Monday. This is Melvin Allen speaking.